Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here this week. And Roy, I think we can say this about this week's markets, kind of a rotation, if you will. One day, one commodity has a nice run. The next day, we get another nice run at a different commodity, huh?
Right. We had a really good day in the wheat market yesterday, and the day before that, everything kind of looked down there for a while, but by the close, beans were 7 or 8 higher in the cash market, and so we just kind of got it's been a game of what's going to be the favorite grain today, but in general, the trend has been up.
Let's talk a little bit about the dead cat bounce on soybeans. Bring us up to date with where we sit on that.
Well, Tuesday of this week would have been the 15th trading day, so we've surpassed the minimum required amount of time. The average day for the top of that, if you just look at the long-term seasonal charts, is the fifth trading day of November, which would be a week from today. I don't know. You look at beans close to 1150 cash on the board at the co-op, and it's awful hard to say I don't want to sell any. It's a lot easier to take some of that profit and put it in the bank probably. So I certainly wouldn't try to discourage anybody from selling into this bounce now that we've got the minimum price move and the minimum amount of trading days out of the way.
What about basis levels right now? You know, as the market goes up, how has that affected basis?
Well, when we saw that big jump in prices right after the crop report, well, the basis kind of went in the tank, but in the time since then, we've seen a couple days where the basis has narrowed. We had a nickel narrowing a basis a week or so ago, and then this week we had another 2 cents, and I didn't see the basis after the close yesterday to know what it did yesterday, but hopefully we'll be getting close to the end of soybean harvest, and the buyers will be in there looking for soybeans to own.
You made a mention before we went on the air that, you know, that is something that we need to key on right now at this time of the year as the basis. Why is that, and what should we be looking for?
Well, what you're looking for is a basis to improve as we get through harvest and, you know, get maybe a week or 2 or 3 weeks past harvest. And hopefully we'd see that basis improve 20 or 30 cents. It has even in some years been more than that. And then if you're still holding cash beans, you want to watch for days when the basis gets worse, because that's a sign that the buyers are starting to shy away from the commodity at the price that it is. And so that's a really good tool to use to pull the trigger on cash sales. And this year, we may get 20, 30 cent improvement in basis, and it may stay there because of the demand for the cash commodity, and that, of course, is key to the market.
Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the wheat. It had a good day. You know, they've been talking about export bans being extended over in Europe. There's a lot of winter wheat that's been planted. Some of it had trouble germinating, I understand. Is it too early to be talking about acreage wars at this point, Roy?
No, I don't think so. I think that's going to be a factor from now until May or June of next year, because right now we've got good demand for all the grain commodities, corn, beans, and wheat. And so, I've had people ask me, well, what's going to win the battle? Well, my opinion is that very few farmers base their planted acres on the relative price of the commodities. They generally grow what works best agronomically for them. And so we could have them talking about more acres of corn back on corn, but in general, farmers would prefer to plant 50-50 corn and beans, and the inclination is to stay there unless there's some overwhelming economic reason not to.
I guess, today's the last trading day of the month. Talk a little bit about what we might see in the market here today.
Well, don't be surprised if we have a down day because of non-commercial traders, the big speculators, especially people that that manage speculative funds, they've had a pretty good run in October being long the soybean market, and a very good probability that they'll be liquidating some of those positions so they can show a profit on the year or on the month end statement. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm saying the conditions are set up for that to happen. And then, you know, if that does happen, look for a good 2 or 3 days the first of next week, because I think with the demand that we've got and the worldwide situation, big speculators are not going to want to be short soybeans. They're going to want to own them.
For folks that would like to talk a little bit more about that marketing plan with you, there are several ways they can do that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the comments today, and we'll visit with you next week.
I look forward to being completely done with harvest by then.
Very good. Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.